Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in a swamp. I hunted alligators for a living. Yeah, he'd knock him in the head with a straw ball. Louisiana law's gonna get you, Amos. It ain't lingering on the alligators down in the swamp, boy. Well, everybody blamed this old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos was a boy, Lord, daddy would have used it for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a man named Doc Millsap and a pretty wife, Hannah. Raised up a son that could eat up his wedding rosaries. Went and named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses Hall. Well, now, folks in South Louisiana, I tell me Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest and the meanest alligator, Lord. I just used one hand. Well, that's all I got left was an alligator bit him. Up to his elbow. Now the sheriff caught wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he struck it in the swamp. We're going to get the boy, Lottie. He never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. He sure get lost in Louisiana bayou. Just about 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a man named Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Anna. Raised up a son that could eat in his wedding groceries. I went and named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses.
Shouldn't applaud that sort of stuff. That just makes me want to do it more.